Thank you, Joylynn. What's the name of that? My Savior's Love. Thank you. Well, I have a few announcements here, and we will get through them very shortly here. Family camp letters have been sent. If you included an email address on your registration form, your letter was emailed to you. Please check your email so that we know if you have received it. If you didn't give us an email address, the letter was mailed to the address on the form, okay? If you registered several people on your form, please make sure they receive a copy of the information. See one of our camp staff, Bo and Sandy Kalan, Brian or Katie Wolf, or Kathy Burke if you have any questions. The letter and directions are also available on our website, which just happens to be ssgco.org. And next is from the bookstore. I always feel like we need a little blue light every time we do the bookstore. You know, if I had one, the cart with the blue, okay. Anyway, now available at the CD table, it starts. New quarterly CD case jackets from fourth quarter 2005 through second quarter 2009. If you had a set prior, pick up a new set. What they mean is there's a little insert that goes in the jacket of the CD holder thingies, and it has all the teachings. Pretty cool. Put that in there, okay? That's what that is. It's free. Leaders meeting tomorrow at 7:30. Walking in God's Power, intermediate class, July 30 through August 1st at Ken and Kim McCaw's house in Westerville. Registration forms are available in the lobby. Dustin Doherty and Brendan Burke Dustin Doherty and Tom's lovely daughter, Bridget, invite you to, you had to be here last week to get that. Okay, they invite you to attend their wedding ceremony next Saturday, the 25th at 1 p.m. at the study center. That's right here. As with all weddings, we request that you arrive fashionably late for seating. Now, that you arrive early. Before the ceremony begins at 1. And I hear there's like this really highly trained string trio that might be playing some their old Juilliard, you know, graduates. Yeah. Anyway, they'll be blessed if you guys get here a little early and you're all invited to be a part of that. Setup for the wedding involves tearing all these tables down, and at 3:30, if you are on the wedding crew or you'd like to help, please be here at 3:30 this afternoon. If you have any questions, see Wendy Hatch. I'm sure they could use an extra hand if you would be blessed to do that. So before we do our thing this morning, we're going to do one more quick, what would you call that, a hymn? God is so good, number 117. And I think we'll do like first, third and fifth only, okay? Just three verses. Ready?
Survived another one. We had a great teen camp. We're sure appreciative of your prayers. And you know, we have I guess it's a tradition, believe it or not, in the church. The Sunday following our teen camp, we have a time where the teens who desire to, who were there, as well as any of the staff who want to, share with you a little bit about what they learned, what God worked in their hearts, what they feel would bless you. So, while I'm rambling here, any of you teens or staff who'd like to share this morning can just line up right over here, okay? And hopefully there'll be a few of you because this is all we're doing this morning. you know, one of the reasons teen camp is such a powerful time, I believe, is because we make it very specific in the registration form and in talking about teen camp that this is for teens who desire to grow in God's Word. You know, it's not for teens whose mom and dads want them to change and don't know what to do about it. It's for teens who desire to grow in God's Word. And so everybody comes in with that expectation that this is a place to grow in God's Word. It's not a place to convince you to love God and not love something else. It's for teens who desire to grow in God's Word. And for those who come in, which they do with that kind of heart, we're able to get right to it, you understand? We've made it very clear this isn't a camp where we have a lot of activities and then try to slip in the Word of God through the back door. We don't believe those are the teens that we're working with or really want to work with. But we get right to God's Word, and we hit God's Word pretty hard all week long, and consequently some great things happen. I mean, I've wondered if it wouldn't be a good habit every Sunday morning before you come over here, maybe sign a little card that says, I'm going to Sunday Fellowship because I desire to grow in God's Word. It might have an impact on how much we're able to communicate on Sundays like it does on those family camps. I don't know. But this year, I think most of you know, we got into the book of Proverbs. And in a very specific and particular way, you know, you've heard it said, Proverbs is a book for young people. And I suppose that's true, but it's certainly not just a book for young people. And one of the things that we really looked at this week is how, you know, Proverbs is a practical book. I think that's why adults like to say it's a book for young people, because they think young people are the ones who are supposed to apply the word. We adults are just supposed to read it and think about it. We really saw this week how there's a huge disconnect among God's people between my knowledge and my practice in so many cases. And Proverbs addresses that. And much of Proverbs is very applicable even to the church epistles that we study here so often in terms of all of these things I know, are they translating into my life? And so I think some great things were shared, at least. I was going to say communicated, but this is where we sort of find out. We had five teachers this year, and these Sundays are where we kind of find out, did we communicate what we think we communicated? And generally, we're pleasantly surprised. So this is always a joy for us, and I know a joy for you to hear from our teens and staff and others. Short guideline, teens, let us know who you are. Let us know how old you are. Wouldn't hurt to let us know how many years you've been at teen camp, if it's your first year, second year, 15th year. And if these guys might not know you, you could let them know where you're from as well. You know, any of you staff who decide to get up and share, rule two, you're absolved from, okay? So with that, Lauren, come on up.
Can everybody hear me okay? I'm Lauren Donahue. I'm 16. This is my third year at teen camp. I had the wonderful pleasure of being a leader. Some of my girls are out there. They're such a blessing. But I don't know. I had to walk with God in a way I'd never done before. And I just saw him in every time, every moment I did anything. And it was so cool because, I don't know, because God says, just come unto me and I will reveal to you like my word. And I did. I just, every morning I would get up at the prayer and go to the prayer house and ask him to teach me something new today, or ask him to just show me what to do so I could help his people. And he did. But I had to be diligent to keep going to him. I had to constantly speak in tongues like the entire day. Not that that's what, I mean, it's a good thing to do, but and I had to keep pushing, sorry, I had to keep pushing the bad thoughts and the things of the world out of my mind, and it was a conscious effort, and I had to work at it, and I had to fight for it. I had to fight to keep the word in my mind, and I had to fight to be with God, I don't know, but it was a good fight. I learned so much this week, and I got to bless so many people and minister to them. And I want that to keep going. I don't want to have this teen camp to be one of the ones where it's like, yeah, woo, teen camp, back into the world, back to not reading the Bible and watching TV whenever I want to. And we have to be diligent in everything we do. We have to not be slothful. And, you know, we can't, it's a fight, it really is, with your mind and with the world. But it bears fruit once you go to God and once you actually, and like if you choose to like read your Bible more often than you watch TV or you get on the computer or do whatever you do in the world that's so distracting, but it does bear fruit. And I saw, just with our small group of teens that were at teen camp, I saw how much fruit and how powerful the body really is. And I want to fight to have that in all our lives and to have that constantly. And I don't know, I'm not willing to give up, and I want to fight for this. And I'm encouraging everyone, including all the adults, to really fight and to not be apathetic and to not just... It's going to be challenging, but it really does help. It really does bear fruit. And we can help each other fight, you know? Tom shared, he talked about companionship, and he shared that in Psalm 1, where it talks about being a tree planted by the rivers of living waters. It's not a lone tree. It never says it's the only tree there. You know, we can be an orchard all bearing fruit by the rivers of living waters. And, you know, we can help each other, and we can reprove each other, and we can sharpen each other like iron sharpeneth iron. And that's the body working. And we can be a light to this world, and we can be power. And I don't know. I've seen it working, and it's so incredible. I just pray that we don't give that up just because we're at a teen camp, but that we fight to not give up and to fight to have the word in our hearts, because, wow, it's so powerful. And, yeah.
Camp, and I did really want to go. I wanted this to be a year that it was profitable, and I actually spent time in the Word, and I really learned to apply it. And actually, I went into this year with my feelings hurt for the most stupid reasons. My brother was a fellowship leader, and I was so upset that I didn't get a letter. And then I got into a fellowship that I didn't really want to be in the first place. And it really was the dumbest thing, because I got in there and I realized, it's not because I really want to be a leader. You know, the people who are leaders, they're the people who are there because they have the hearts to serve. It's not the people who are the oldest or, you know, who just any stupid reason. And I really got my eyes open to some things this week that, you know, God really is faithful when you come to him, that he will open the eyes of your heart and show you his word like he says he will. And I learned so many things this week. I had some really good talks with Kristen Kelly and Don Musil, and it was, a lot of it was reproof, and I didn't realize it till after the fact, but, you know, we have the body of Christ because, like Lauren said, it's not just that one tree that, yeah, we can get the eyes of our heart open, but maybe it's not. Maybe somebody else will come and they'll show us something, and then something else will happen. It's not just us by ourselves, but we really can stand on the word with everyone else and see that God is faithful, not just to one person, but to all of us, because, you know, we're all part of the body. And I realized, I think this was the first time that I really got honest with my Heavenly Father after a teaching that Brendan Burke did, and problems that had been on my heart for 2-3 years. I talked with someone, I prayed, and God was faithful to take care of them, and just, it really showed me this week how faithful God can be when we really come to him and trust his word. And I would just, you know, exhort you guys to prove God's faithfulness, because it's not going to fail. You can just go to him with believing in, you know, he will be there to take care of you. So.
Just want to clarify one thing. She was partly right about the leaders. I'm thankful that all our leaders have such a desire to share and to help, but certainly the leaders, those who are asked to be leaders, aren't the only ones who desire to serve and to help. That's another thing I love about Teen Camp. Honestly, the ones who are leaders are the ones who, to the best of our ability, we believe God wants to be leaders that year. None of those guys may be leaders next year. You understand? And I, what blesses me so much about Teen Camp, well, what, one of the many things, is that we've got so many young people who don't let the title stop them. You know, that the fact that you don't have the title leader doesn't mean you can't spend the week speaking in tongues all day long, praying for people, blessing people, sharing the word. And we have so many who do that. They don't care whether they get the title or not. They're going to take care of people, and that's a wonderful thing to see. We're going to use this mic from now on, see if we do a little bit better. Okay, so who's next? Come on up, dear.
Hi, I'm Jessica. I'm 17. This is my fourth year at Teen Camp. And what really blessed me was the staff and the teachers. And just after every teaching, I could see how the wisdom of God has affected their life, like how faithful they are to God, and just how God's word truly blesses them and how it can bless me. And I saw the fruit that Tom's talking about in their lives. Like, we may not see the reason why we're doing this right now, but we'll see it in the future, and I can see that in their lives and how just God's words bless them so much. And it's just amazing. I really truly want to thank you guys for just everything you did this week, whether it was big or small. You know, it really helped my heart. So I thank you for this.
I'm Zach McCaw. I'm 17. This is my fourth year at Teen Camp, and I'm from next door. There was a really good analogy Tom did that it hit pretty hard. The chutes and ladders analogy, and yeah, I know. you've seen the game. The tubes go around and up, and the ladders just go straight up. And we don't always have to take the chute to find out what God says about the situation. I came into the week going through the chute, and there's a verse in Proverbs 4 that says, "Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the path of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn away from it, and pass away." Like something blatantly obvious like that, that God puts into his word, and the only reason why we don't find it out is because we don't choose to open the Bible. Like, it doesn't have to take months to realize something that simple. God puts things in his word, and Proverbs is full of just verses that communicate life and death, one right after the other, and almost in the same verse. And it's so foolish of us to not want to find these things out every day, every moment of our lives. And this family that we have here, this body of Christ, is something you never want to turn away from. It's it's unexplainable. You're not going to find it in the world, and we don't always have to find that out the hard way. Especially at Teen Camp, we saw a lot of love and a lot of want to take care of each other, and that was the biggest thing I saw. Thank you.
my name is Rachel McCall. This is my second year at teen camp, and I'm 14 years old. But one of the main things that really hit me this week was how big God is. It's so amazing. And I don't know, it was one of Brendan's teachings, and he said, we are not God. I am never, ever going to be God. I am never going to have his power or his might. So why should I try to take care of myself? Why should I ever look to myself or any other human being when I have God Almighty as my Heavenly Father that I can look to? You know, and it's just like, it kind of like screamed at me like, hello, what are you doing? You know, it was kind of like, it just really opened my eyes, and it just made me want to grow more and more in the Word, and made me want to become stronger in it, so that when that temptation to trust in anything else comes along, I can just be like, psh, what are you talking about? You know, I'm going to trust in my God. So I don't know, I just, what really, really blessed me this week was just standing in awe of God and watching him work. So that's all I have.
Hi, everybody. I'm Abby Bailey. I'm 16. This was my fourth year at teen camp. And we learned about Proverbs this year, and that is, it's really addressing the subject of wisdom. And Josh's opening teaching, he talked about how there's really only two kinds of wisdom. You know, there's the wisdom from above, and there's the wisdom not from above. And, like, the biggest thing that made the difference for me this week is the love of God, you know, because sometimes we may not always understand why he's asking us to do something or why something is best for us. And, you know, so often it's going against what our five senses is telling us to do. But if you realize that God loves you, like, it doesn't have to make sense. You know that he wants the best for you. You know that he wants you to have a great life. And just when that love of God is spurring you, and in Hebrews 10 it talks about how we can spur each other on to good works, just, you will go so far with the things of God, because, you know, the other wisdom that is thrown at us constantly is not for our best interest. You know, the devil doesn't have our best interest at heart, but God just so desires us to be an active member of the body and just go out in this world and just turn it upside down and, like, show people his love, give people compassion and deliverance. And in 1 John 4, the whole chapter is really great in talking about love. And, you know, the greatest example that God gives of his love is how he sent his son to die for us. But then in verse 19, it says, we love him because he first loved us. And I think we can even take that a little bit further and say, we love because he first loved us, you know? Because of our own natural ability, yeah, maybe we'll love someone, but it's for selfish reasons. But when we're motivated by the love of God, it's going to affect everything that we do. You know, we'll pray with confidence because we know that God loves us. We'll go to his word because we know that that's going to bring life to our souls. And, you know, we'll speak the word because we can see people with the eyes of the love of God and see their true situation and not be envious like Asaph. You know, he looked around, he was kind of envious at the wicked, and then he realized, like, no, these people have nothing. And when we're looking with the eyes of God, it's going to affect everything we do. So I just encourage you guys to really prove God's love for you. You know, I proved it for myself this week, but I can't, like, you can take my, I don't know, you can't use my experiences for your walk with God. So just, like, you know, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste his love for you, and I guarantee you'll be hooked and you'll never want to go back to the world. Okay, I love you guys.
Hi, I'm Max Mraz. I'm 16, and this is my third year at teen camp. And one thing that hit me really big is, one of Josh's teachings, he talked about faithfulness, that when the Lord uses faithfulness, it means believing, and, like, we trust in God for all of our needs. But also, if we're being faithful, if we're, like, faithfully going to the Word and putting it on our hearts, that means that God can trust us, too. Like, when he needs something done to edify the body, if somebody has a need, if we're being faithful to the Word, God can call upon us, and we'll be ready to do it. And it's an amazing opportunity, really. Like, the God who created the heavens and the earth can use us to bless somebody. It's like an incredible blessing that he'll allow us to do that. And it just hit me a lot that it's really important that we stay faithful to the word, that we keep putting it on our hearts. Another thing Josh said in one of his teachings was that Jesus Christ, for like the first 20, 30 years he was alive almost, he spent studying the word, his ministry going around and like casting out devils and healing the sick, that wasn't for the majority of his life. The majority of his life was spent studying God's word and putting that on his heart. And once that was what was in his heart, then God could use him and he would be faithful, and God could use him to do incredible works in the world, like, you know, saving every one of us from sin. And it just struck me how important it is that we don't just like think of the word as like, oh, it's, you know, nice, it's good on Sundays, it's good on Wednesdays, we have fellowship. We always have to put it on and keep it diligently in our hearts, or else we won't be ready when somebody needs us and God is like, he won't be able to use us. So I just exhort you to keep that in your hearts, that how important God's word is. That's all I have to say.
Hi, I'm Don Musel. I'm 16, and this was my third year at teen camp. Just so that you know, we didn't learn any, like, secrets. He just gave us the word, Tom and all the other teachers, like the stuff that you hear here on Sundays, that's what they're teaching us. And the only reason that any of us are changed is because we chose to be, is because our hearts changed. It's not anything, the magic that happened. And I think one of the biggest things that I learned this week, like there's so much, we could probably go on for like hours, was one of Claire Thomas's teachings on God's word stands. Because we get to be in this body of Christ and there's a lot of people and it is amazing. But the only thing that's going to stand is God's word. You know, these people around us may not stand. You know, we may not even stand, but we can choose to stand with it. There's no doubt about the fact that God's words are going to come to pass. You know, Isaiah 55 states that. And, you know, the only question is whether or not we want to stand with it. And it's a choice you make to put the word on every day for the rest of your life. You know, Tom got brutally honest with us this week. Your life is and will be a product of your choices. You know, you can see where you'll be in the future because of the choices you're making today. And it can start with the word and it can continue with the word, and it's a choice you make. You know, we hear so much of the word here, so just really choose it, guys. You know, I mean, you'll have to see for yourself, like Abby said, but you gotta test it and prove it, and we can stand with the word. So I love you guys.
Hi, I'm Christina Williams, and I'm 19, and this is my sixth year at teen camp. And one great thing about studying the book of Proverbs was that there's so much wisdom found in there. Like, we sang a song this morning that says, God answers prayer, and he really does. All throughout the week, in my small fellowship especially, God was just answering all of our prayers like that, like, left and right. And it was mainly by means of verses that we went to in Proverbs. Like, for me personally, it was Proverbs 14:26, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. But it's not, like, grievous reading the book of Proverbs because it's not a set of laws. It's really like a book of really great tips. For walking with God and living the life of a Christian, and like, it just helps so much. Like, it made so much things easier, and it's so black and white. Like, do this, don't do this. Do this, don't do this. A wise man will do this. A companion of fools will be destroyed. Like, put the word of God on in your heart, and that's what will come out of your mouth. Don't try to tame your mouth. And like, there's so many different topics that it does that on. Like, we just barely hit the tip of the iceberg with that 1 week, and so like read Proverbs. It's really helpful.
Hi, I'm Sarah McCracken. I'm 15. This was my second year at teen camp, and one thing I really saw was Proverbs 4:23. It says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And it was like the first part of it was keep thy heart, and that means to like guard your heart. You have to watch what you put in your heart. You also have to, and then mainly like before we really went over this verse, I didn't really think of that you have to make sure you keep things out too. You have to watch what you put, what you don't put in your heart, as well as what you put into your heart. If you're putting in God's word, if you're reading the word for an hour, but then you go watch TV for 2 hours, the word's not gonna help too much, because you're also putting in wisdom from the world. You're also just putting in things from the world, putting in what the devil wants you to hear. But if you, like one example Tom used was a bucket of dirty water. If you keep on putting clean water in, it'll eventually get clean. But if you're putting in clean water, but at the same time, if you're putting in mud and dirt, it's gonna take a lot longer to get clean. It's gonna take so much longer to get cleaner. And that's just one thing I really saw. You have to watch what you put into your heart.
Okay, hi, I'm Jessica Musil. I'm 18. This is my second year at teen camp. And this is kind of like the story of my whole week has been, that I've been learning so many things, and then I'd get to my fellowship, which was Eddie, and I love him to pieces. And I wouldn't be able to like describe everything I learned. It's like there's just too much in there. So I spent all this morning like rewriting all my notes, and I have like 4 pages of stuff I wanted to share. But I'm not going to do that. But honestly, like, I seriously can't put it into words, like how much I learned and how much I grew that week. And I was literally struggling for words to say, and I still haven't found the right words, and I don't think I ever will. But a couple of things that I narrowed it down to was from one of Claire's teachings. It was, everything is for the first time today. So I've known a verse for like a whole year, but maybe I haven't trusted it today, right here, right now. You know, July 19th, 2009, 11:20 a.m., I can choose God to trust God for the first time right now, to fear God for the first time right now, to just do anything for the first time, because today is the first time today, and it, I don't know if that makes sense, but yesterday is going to be gone, you know, it's already gone, and tomorrow is a new day, and I can choose that exactly same thing tomorrow as well. Something that also blessed me was Jeremy in my fellowship. He was trying to describe how God had answered one of his prayers in the prayer house that day. And he couldn't put it into words either. But that was the cool thing, that he couldn't describe it to us, because God is so personal. He speaks to us on such a personal level that you really can't like share the same feelings you have for him with somebody else, which makes it amazing. right now, I'm giving a big hug to everybody. Because I love you guys so much, and I can't describe how much every single one of you has blessed my life, even just like by a smile or just a happy look, I don't know. So I wanted to just say, it's a really short song, I'm not going to sing it, I'm just going to say the words. It's, "God, any rivers you think are uncrossable, God, any mountains you cannot tunnel through, God specializes in things called impossible, and he can do what no other power can do."
Hello. My name is Daniel Jobin. I'm 20 years old, and this was my sixth time at teen camp. And God was just really showing me how I got to the point to where I am now. And it's like looking back, like the whole reason why me, my sister Cassie, and why my dad are here today is because someone decided to trust God with one decision in their life. And it's like, I know a lot of you know how powerful that is, the difference between life and death. We could very easily be walking around dead somewhere, spiritually dead. We had nothing, but now we have everything. And that was because one person decided to trust God with one thing in their life. And I know there are a lot of people endeavoring to trust God with a lot of things in their life, but I know at the same time, there's a lot of people that aren't. And it's time to wake up. This body of Christ does not need that. We are trying to move forward, not backwards, people. There's a war. We need to stay focused. And so pretty much I saw that, and I saw how every decision that we make, like how much that affects things, and just that we need to keep our minds focused on eternal things and not temporary things that make me happy 1 second, or, you know, that stuff doesn't matter. That stuff will go away. But trusting in God, I mean, it's not going to be temporary benefit. It's going to be eternal benefit. So I just ask you guys to really think about that and to just really ask yourself, like, am I trusting God or not? Do I love God or not? Do I love this world or do I love God? So that's pretty much the biggest thing that I saw this week. Thank you.
Good morning. Kevin Hurley. Gladly accept the waiver on rule two. From Ireland, which is a different country, where, funnily enough, God's word works there too. One of the things I consistently confronted with at camp was these young teens, you guys, and hearing wisdom from God in the book of Proverbs, and being a little bit older, thinking back to hearing that a long time ago, and it's just like Zach was saying, you know, you don't have to fall down the chute and get in trouble to find out what's right and what's wrong. And for maybe some of the older people too, thinking back of the times we chose to trust in the counsel of the Lord. And there are many devices in the heart of man, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord shall stand. That's what I'm trying to say. It really does work. Yeah. And it's nice to see that experientially, but it's great to trust God, you know, because he is trustworthy. And even if we have trusted him for so long, he's still trustworthy. I haven't finished yet, you know. There's still more to do. And the counsel of the Lord truly does stand. Another thing that was very apparent was an error in my own life that I saw, which was misquoting the scriptures in Isaiah 55, when I thought it said that his ways are higher than my ways and his thoughts are higher than my thoughts, which it does, but it's out of context, because what it actually says is his ways are not my ways and his thoughts are not my thoughts. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts, not higher than his, you see. The word of God is completely different. It's on a different level. You know, it's, I can't bring it down to my level and say I have a bit of it. It's, you know, it's a completely different level, and it's, God is faithful and God is true. And it doesn't make sense when we add it up with the world. I mean, Christianity is based on illogical. It is. A guy died and got up from the dead. It doesn't make sense. You know? But it's God's word, and we believe that. And look what we get. Yeah. For eternity. And the third thing I wanted to share about was the joy of being a part of the body of Christ. More specifically within the staff, but seeing it within the whole camp. And I think it was Tuesday morning, it was very apparent how each member of staff, you know, by their decision, chose to believe what God had made them to be and to submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and to each other. And it's a beautiful thing to behold, and it can happen every day. Okay, so thank you. That's all I want to share.
I'm Riley Tabor. I'm 14, and this is my first year at teen camp. And something that, like, really blessed me was Rachel and Cassie were talking, and then they, like, shared it, and they were talking about how, like, big God is and how we don't deserve, like, any of this, and there are, like, so many people out there that don't get this opportunity, and, like, I don't know, like, it's just, like, amazing that we can have such like great communication with God, and like he's always going to be there for us, like no matter what we do. And it's like there, 1 Corinthians, I think it's 25, says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. And it's really cool. It just like, no matter, I don't know, it's just like how big he is, like, it's amazing. And that's like all I have to say.
Hi, my name is David. I am 17 years old, and this is my third year at teen camp. This week, like, as other people have said, like, there are so many things that, like, hit me. Like, it is, like, a book of, like, tip books, like a book of tips, Proverbs is. And there's so many things that you can apply to your life, like, these tips. They're not like, oh, I'm going to think about that for a while, you know? Like, you have to, like, apply it in your heart. And one of the biggest things that hit me was, like, patience. Like, I used to, like, go to something with God, and I'd be like, all right, like, I'm going to give you a day. And if, no, like, seriously. Like, this is, that's how I thought. Or, like, all right, and if you don't answer me in, like, a day, like, I'd just get, like, discouraged, and, like, you didn't, like, fit into my little box or whatever. And I'd just get, like, so discouraged, and, like, I'd go back to living carnally, like, ah, oh, God doesn't love me, whatever. I don't know. And, like, so many times in Proverbs it says, like, to seek him diligently. Like, that doesn't mean, like, going to God praying once and expecting him to answer you in a day. Like, that doesn't require faith. And, like, Josh gave an example in one of his teachings how, like, if there's, like, a stack of, like, $100 bills out there somewhere, you wouldn't just, like, glance around and be like, ah, oh, it's not there. You would, like, you'd search. Like, you'd lift things up and you would, like, you'd go rummaging around until you found that. And, like, that's what God's word is to us. Like, it's more than a stack of $100 bills. It's like life and death. And like, if we're not willing to like search for it and like diligently seek it, I don't know. It's so important. And some other things that hit me, like reproof. Like, everything in Proverbs, like keep thy tongue or whatever. And like, I don't know. Like, you have to like change your heart. Like, all this stuff. Like, my mom would like just tell me all the time, like growing up. And I just kind of, like, blew her off, you know, like, garbage. It's true, like, garbage in, garbage out, David. All right, whatever, Mom, go back to playing games, you know, like, I didn't like, accept it, because, like, it was my mom, and, like, oh, that she's just being silly, but, like, reproof is, like, even if we don't like hearing reproof, it, like, it helps our life so much, and, like, we might not see, like, the benefit now, like, but if we just, like, let God's word reprove us, like, even if it's not our mom, just, like, if we just let it reproof, like, we'll see the benefit in our lives later. That's all I wanted to say. Thanks, guys.
Hi, everybody. My name is Dave Bailey, and first thing I wanted to do was thank Abby Oki. I don't know where she is, but she was my fellowship leader, and oh, my God, the heart that she has for God, the love that she has for her brothers and sisters in Christ, blows me away sometimes, and so inspiring, such an example. I don't know, that just blessed me so much. And another thing that really blessed me was having the fear of God and humility in our hearts. I don't know, Adam downplays that so much in our hearts, but like, when we have that, like, when we walk in light of that, even if it's just for a couple days, so much can happen. Like, we just had that for a couple days. Not even having that, but having that as a body, just for a couple days, you saw so much growth, so much deliverance. Oh, my God. I don't know, I was talking to a couple people afterwards, like, if we carry that out into the world, what is men going to do? Like, what is the devil going to do that can touch us if we have that? Like, I don't know, the possibilities are of just letting God do whatever he desires with this body, with just giving up everything that we have, giving up all of our stupid little things that we hold on to. And like, I don't know, when we have the fear of God and we have humility, stupid little crap that we have in our heart, it just melts away. Like, honestly, like, if you come in there, like, Tom used an example when he was, well, I guess the entire teaching was kind of an example. When he did the teaching on the heart, like, if we have, like, a problem with lying or something, and the world will tell us, well, just every day, like, I'm not going to lie today, not going to lie today, not going to lie today. It's not that. Like, we can't wrestle with the issue. It's the heart. And when we address the heart, when we're honest before God, when we ask him to show us what's in our heart, so, oh my God, it just melts right away. Like, getting to the core of it. And even if we do stop lying, so what? Like, we rejoice in tribulation because it's a chance to glorify God. So anything we have, just bring it to God, because every little situation, like, even if we lose our car keys, like, God, please show me where my car keys are. And then we find it. Sweet, God, thank you so much. Like, God's just glorified in that little situation. How much more is it if we just trust him in everything we do? That just really blessed me. That's something that's been working in my heart. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jeremy McCracken. I'm 18. This was my fifth year at teen camp. And one of the things that just really blessed me this week was just seeing the kind of relationship we can have with our God. Especially in light of all the stuff that we've seen with the heart this week, like, we put the word on in our heart and keep everything else out, so that we can have a better relationship with God. If that's not going to be there, we're going to be looking to other things. And because out of our heart, that's where everything that we have issues forth. That was a real neat word in Proverbs. Out of the heart come the issues of life. And that's not like problems, like sometimes we think about. But it's like a fountain. It's what flows out of it. It issues forth. Tom talked a lot about, like, one of the teachings was the tongue, and how what we have in the tongue, we can't tame our own tongues, but the tongue is a slave to the heart, and that's just one of the things that comes forth out of the heart. One of the things that really blessed me, though, Brendan Burke did a teaching this week on contentment, and like that was a word I had never really thought about before. It just means basically being content with what God's given us. Like, we don't have to look to anything in the world. Like, a lot of times, the people in the world, all they have is to look at what's in the world. Like, you want this new car, or a new laptop, or a new house, or whatever. And all these things are constantly getting outdated. But the really cool thing is, even if those things had some value, which they don't, even if they did, the relationship we have with our God is more important than those things. Like one of the examples he gave was, if we could have millions of dollars just to cover the rest of our life, all the money we would ever need for the rest of our life, it wouldn't be worth having that instead of having the relationship we have with our God, where God takes care of us as we need something. Because trusting God is that amazing. It's so worth it. It's worth putting these things on in our hearts so we can get to know our God better and just see what he's given us. And we can be content with those things. Unlike things in the world, you're never going to be content. It might look like you're going to be content with what they offer for a little while. No, it doesn't happen. But the things our God gave us are amazing, and it's literally all we need. There's nothing else that he hasn't missed anything. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings, and that's why we want to put these things in the Word on in our hearts, and not put the things in the world on. We want to know our God and know what he has given us. And like there's a verse in Proverbs that says, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. I love that verse because it makes it so clear. You know your God, and you're going to be confident in the things. Like a lot of times I had looked at the things in God's word and not had complete confidence in them, but if you know who your God is and learn about him, grow in him, you're going to get strong confidence. And you'll have a place of refuge if your heart's going to trouble you with anything. Maybe you haven't been putting on the word in your heart. You can have confidence in your God. He's a refuge. The things in the world that we could covet are never going to be a refuge like our God. That's why that relationship is so much greater than anything from the world. It's neat. One of the verses in Hebrews that I really liked, or a couple verses actually. It's in Hebrews 13. Okay. Basically, it's saying we don't have to covet the things in the world because God's never going to leave us or forsake us. We don't have to fear what man can do unto us. It's just really amazing. So, thank you.
Hi. This close? Good. Okay. I'm Angeline Burke. This is my sixth year. I'm 18 years old, and this is my third year being a leader. I guess, the teaching that really got to me the most was Josh's teaching. He taught about being a faithful man and how, first of all, what Don talked about, no matter what God's word's going to stand, the question is, am I going to stand with it, despite my circumstances, despite people around me, am I going to stand with the word? It's going to be there no matter what. It's my own personal decision. And then Josh taught about being a faithful man. And I don't know. I guess this week I really saw God's faithfulness to me. I came into the weekend and I was kind of like, I was a leader, so we go on a weekend before teen camp. I was kind of looking around, and I was like, well, pretty sure everyone's way more prepared than I am. It's my third year being a leader. I had done it the longest, it was the most experienced, but everyone else walked into the week with a greater heart and longing to serve than I did. And I got to that point by the end of the weekend because God was faithful to me, and then throughout the week, I was like, what am I going to do in my fellowship? I had a very different fellowship. I had two of my best friends in my fellowship and all people my age that I kind of thought were on the same level as me. And that's kind of a weird thing to be a leader in that capacity because it's like, what do I teach them? They know the same things I do, but consistently, every single day, during the morning teachings, which is funny, it's just God working with me personally, I like to have things planned, I like to have things in a set order, and it was every day at the same time, every day, God showed me what to do in my fellowship, and it was just, I hate not knowing what's going on, it's God knows that about me, and it just, him working with my weaknesses to show his faithfulness to me, and I just realized, no matter what, God's going to be faithful to me, but am I going to be a faithful man to him? Am I going to be someone that he can trust in to do his will? That's my decision, I've said before in my life, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be that faithful man. No matter what my friends do, if my friends decide to fall, if my family falls, if this church falls, I'm going to be that faithful man. But I guess I just realized this week, what am I doing to be that faithful man? Yeah, I can read the word. Yeah, I can pray. Yeah, I can do whatever. But am I taking the advice of my God? Am I reading Proverbs and consciously, day to day, in every decision, deciding not to be a sloth, not to be slothful, not to be covetous, not to do, sorry, my voice. Those are the things that make me a faithful man. All these things combined, having fear in God. I don't know. I've been at this point before, but now it's I know what to do, To be a faithful man, I know the steps to take. So that's what blessed me the most this week.
I'm Annie Sheck, and I'm 18, and this is my sixth year at teen camp. And, sorry. I came into this teen camp with a really calloused heart. And I was pretty blinded by the devil. to the word of God. Because, like, outside in the world, they teach you to cover your heart, to not show what's really going on in the inside. And it's easy to put on a veneer that you're confident and a veneer that you know what you're doing. Because, like, I could spill out verses. Like, you have, like, a bunch of knowledge in your heart, but, like, not in your heart, but just in your mind. And then when you go out in the world, it's really tested to see if it's genuine or not, because you'll find out real quick. But because I was talking to Jessica, and we were just walking, and she was like, Annie, I feel really, like, intimidated by you, because I always see you reading the Word and look like you're praying and stuff. And I was like, but Jessica, I want your heart, you know? I want that heart of Sarah when I look at you, like, you're just a baby before God. Like, you're just so meek. And it's like, that's what I want. That's the kind of heart I want. And I see that as that when, Tom, you did it teaching, it was about companionship, but you were talking about, like, pretending even to be honest. You know, like, you think you're honest, but you're really not. And just when you crack that barrier and you do pour out your heart to God and, you know, like, I don't get all this, I don't understand all this, like, that's when God can work with you. And I'm seeing that, like, just yesterday going the Word, like, how God is slowly, like, curing that blindness where, like, not everything that I hear from the Word is going completely out just because the devil can callous your heart up so much. And it was just really cool. But I'm trying to think. Oh, I want to thank you, Eddie, because you were such a blessing this week, you know, just like, because I would have given up on myself way, yeah, but you didn't, and I want to thank you for that. But that's all I wanted to share.
Hi, I'm Annie Watkins. I'm 18, and this is my fifth year at teen camp. This is probably one of the most uncomfortable but rewarding teen camps. Uncomfortable in the way that seriously every single teaching was just, like, straight at me, I felt like. finally, Josh did a teaching on, like, you know, think ahead of your future or whatever. I was like, man, I actually do something right for once. But Brendan also did a teaching on reproof, and I used to think that reproof was, like, harsh words with, like, a gentle voice, like, you know, don't do that, but it's okay, like, but no, like, in Job 5, verse 17 in the NIV, it says, blessed is the man whom God correcteth. It's not, like, just reading the Word and realizing, like, oh, I don't do that, I should probably, like, work on that, or realizing, like, your weaknesses. Like, that's reproof, and there's two kinds of wisdoms in the world. There's either from God or from the world. There's no gray area, so, like, who do you want to correct you? Who do you want to be in your heart? Because it's going to be one or the other. So, just want to share. Love you guys.
Hi, my name is Will Demare. I'm 14 years old, and this is my first year at teen camp. And a lot of people were talking about different metaphors, like Zach with the chutes and ladders. And one from Josh's teaching that I remembered was the eye of the hurricane, you know? You're going, and I'm from North Carolina, I know about hurricanes. So, you know, you're going through the world and there's hurricanes everywhere, you know, not real ones, but like as a metaphor. Like just things that are people messing up the world, you know? And he was talking about how us Christians, we're in the middle of that. We're the eye of the hurricane. That when you're in the eye of the hurricane, you can't get hurt. You know, you're safe with God. And everything around you is breaking, messing up. But if you stay with God and the Bible, you know, you're safe. And, you know, in North Carolina, you need, like, insurance for all the hurricanes. But our insurance is with the Bible, with our Father. And that one just really blessed me because It's so great to think of that we're safe in the eye of the hurricane, and everything around us is just messing up. And that really spoke to me. And, you know, whenever you're walking around the world from now on, you just kind of think, like, everything's going around, but you're right in the eye. You're in the middle of everything, but you're safe with God. Thank you.
I'm Jonathan Covington. This is my fifth year at teen camp, but honestly, it really feels like it's the first time I've taken anything away from the Word in my whole life. And that's hard to say because I've been raised in the Word, but I finally come to the realization that we are direct manifestations of what is in our hearts. You know, only I know what I do at the end of the day. I can show a face for all of you 24/7 if I wanted to, you know, and probably sell you on it, in all honesty. But only I know what I do when I step away from this body of Christ, and that's between me and God. And the thing that pricked my heart most about teen camp was the teaching Tom did on the heart. You know, the heart is the factory, and we can't change what comes out if we don't change the factory. You know, it takes constantly putting in the word to get the benefits of it. You know, like Sarah and Lauren shared, like, if I put it in some of the time, then put crap in the rest of the time, the crap's going to come out. You know, it's not going to be the word. There's not going to bear any fruit in my life. And then that really led me to think, like, the importance of keeping our heart with all diligence. You know, it's like, if someone comes to invade my house, I'm going to do my best to protect my family because I love them. You know, how much more should I be willing to protect this word of God that I've been given so freely? You know, something that I never could earn or deserve. You know, the word says we're to seek it like hidden treasure. It's worth protecting, you know, when it comes down to it. I want to get to the point in my life where I'm willing to lay down this flesh for it. I don't want it to be compromised, because it never should be in any of our lives. And I strongly exhort all of you to be honest with God, you know, because we all, we're flesh at the end of the day. And it's like, if I really want to see growth in my life and bear fruit in my life, it's not going to come, I'm not going to say that because it can come when we're together, but really it comes down to the decisions we make when we're alone. You know, I can't exactly remember how the saying went, but it's like, you know, temptation's floating around, and then the moment we decide to reach out and grab it, you know, with the lust in our heart, like, it makes sin. It conceives sin. And that really hit me, because it's like, what am I going to combat these temptations with? I can't do it out of my flesh, because I'm gonna mess up every time. I'm going to give in, because this is my frame. It's flesh. You know, I am Adam nature. But it's like, God has given us so much more, so much power, but we have to be diligent in seeking it. You know, it's like, I always hear people say this is a spiritual war, but I never really got it until this past week. Like, it comes down to what we it's like, most of the time I think the war is between, like, oh, the devil's gonna try and hurt me or something like this, but no, it's the thoughts that we put in our brain constantly. It's, what am I gonna combat this thought with, or am I just gonna let it run free and spawn other thoughts that are ungodly? There's two kinds of wisdom. There's wisdom from God, and there's wisdom from this world. You know, which am I going to choose to live my life by? And every decision I make, no, I'm not going to give in to this sin. No, I'm not going to lust after this. No, I'm not going to covet this. That determines the longevity of this church for all of us. You know, if we don't stand together, if we don't combat these sins and temptations and lust of our flesh, it's just going to fall apart, because we're humans. You know, we're not coming together in unity of the Spirit, because we're all doing things with the lights off that none of us are seeing. We're putting up a front. It's not going to be real. It's not going to be powerful. So That's what I got from teen camp, just to reevaluate my life and be honest with God. So I love you guys. Thank you.